Blog Talk Radio.
Your body in a million ways.
Nobody ever makes me feel the same when I'm with you.
Watch it up nice and slow.
In the back.
running through hell. The one my secrets tell, say my heart is yours and your soul is mine. Whether the stars or the moon or an afternoon in June, it's just me and you against the world. 'Cause you are my baby girl, so whatever. It's already yours, so you got it, yeah. Oh, whatever, baby, yeah. Everything that I have is yours. Play on, play on, play on, play on. Whatever, whatever, whatever.
Good evening and welcome to the Love Zone. I am your host, LaPrella Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy diva, Miss VIP. How you doing, diva?
Hello, diva. I am here, girl. That's all I can say about tonight. I'm here.
That's all we need. That's all that's needed to have you here. That's it. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be asking the question, what is your kink? Or what's your quirky fetish? This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all call in. Press that one so we can hear what's going on with you. What is your kink? Diva, what's your kink?
I don't know. I think it's a little, it's a lot of submission and a little bit of domination. So I think that's where I'm going in. A little.
Okay. Okay. Can a kink be considered something you're addicted to as well?
As a what? I'm sorry, as a what?
Can it be considered that?
See, when you're addicted to something, it's a fetish. That's how it is to me, because you need something to fulfill that. Like if I got a fetish, you know, I want to always be kissing lips, so I'm gonna need some lips around me, so I could be licking them and tracing them and stuff like that. The actual is something that makes you feel just so sensual and needs fulfilling. So that's how I see it.
Already, diva, already. Okay, all right, you good? You got your little 56 or something? Okay.
I'm gonna get the show started and spit this piece, and then you gonna spit yours, because I know you got something utterly delicious and sexy. See,
I got something that I pulled off the top of my head. I was just so tired when I came in, and I was just like, the hell with it, and I just started writing some words. Wait, before we get started, let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox. For real, the poet Douglas. Without him, there'd be no us. And, you know, this is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my raw link, so you got yours, diva?
No, I most certainly do. I got my poet bracelet on now.
Oh, I keep mine on. The only time I don't wear it is when I'm, I take it off once a day when I'm going to wash, or twice a day if I'm washing twice.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. I keep it on. I love my poet's bracelet. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whew. All right, well, Diva, I tell you what, the mic is yours.
Mm. All right. This is called My Kink. It's a common thing, the way I swing. I want to be manhandled, then swaddled in your arms. Grip my thighs, then dig in. Stroke me so good, I no longer feel it's sin. It feels so good until I'm bitten. What I feel next, let's just say it'll stay unwritten. But when it's my turn, and it will be, it's going to be sweet, sticky, and messy. 'Cause I'm on top, holding your hands above your head, bouncing on your meat. Yes, because it's mine, my favorite seat. Hell yeah, exactly what I said. You're going to come more than once. I know that's true, 'cause I know how to grip it, then let go so you can give some. Then more, yes, more moaning, that too. So now you know, I like submission, but I like to dominate too, get my due. All that cum mixed with mine, it's so good, baby, yes. We do what we want, just me and you, and that's that peace.
Jeez. You know what? I want to take a sip, but I had a little bit too much last night, and I don't want to go right back into, you know, that woozy mode. So I'm going to just sip on some cold water to calm me from that pee. Excuse me. One second. Let me take a sip. I'm glad I wasn't drinking it while you was reading it, because it was about to be all over the place. Oh, I love that for you, Diva. And that's the way that you read, girl. That sultriness in your voice, or of your voice. Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, my Diva, call back in, Diva. Oh, man. All right, well, I guess I got to go into my piece. I don't have no choice. Diva, call back in. The show don't work without you, girl. Come on, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Untitled. Like I said earlier, I was really, really tired, and I just started scribbling something on paper. So here it goes. And it is Untitled. I don't know if I said it. Welcome back, Diva. Are you back, love? Thought I heard it. Come in. All right, here we go.
Yes, I am. Oh, I'm back, baby.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. Have you ever had your lover masturbate and catch his flow? Can I taste you? Rub it around my lips. Blow bubbles with the remnants of your heritage. Moisturize my parts that need softening. Taste you after. Will you watch me? I love it when you look. And when you tell me what to do and reward me for being your good girl by telling me that I'm your good girl. Can I watch you taste me and get high? I promise I'll ascend with you. I just want to let you in so you can see me. That's that piece.
Now, see, Diva, that was so good because my favorite part on that, I think, is you said, if I'm not mistaken, I'll ascend with you. I like that piece. I love that piece. Say, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
You know what, Diva? I'm going to tell you now, everyone that's in the sound of my voice, I want the women to come on in here tonight, because it's been my Diva and I for a minute, and all the men, the deliciousness of the men have come in here and showed up, showed out. So come on, women. Y'all need to come on in. But anyway,
yes,
if you don't.
Yeah, there has been a lot of testosterone going on up in here.
Right. Yeah. But that's all right, because now, ladies, if you don't show, my diva and I will still be flowing on down the pike. We'll be all right.
Oh, most definitely.
But,
oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to make it do what it do now. You know that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Diva. All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's open up this mic. Oh, boy, here it goes. Here comes Trevor. Hello, Boetic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? La Pearl, La Negra.
Hey,
Ms. VIP.
We doing all right.
What's happening, ladies? What's going on?
Oh, Lord.
You know
that's the build-up, right? That's the build-up when you start
talking.
Why it's got to be all that? That's got to be all that. Why can't I just come in and just enjoy the delicious pieces that y'all wrote?
Delicious. You absolutely can, but we know you.
Oh, you know,
we know you. Oh, we know you. Well, we know the epiphany you.
y'all know Poetic. Y'all know Poetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
But this is a very interesting topic you have tonight. You know?
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you come up with it?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I really do. I think it was me this time.
It was you this time?
I think it was her.
You came up with
this? Yeah. She did.
My.
Now?
Tell you so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe she should be the one being disinherited.
Mm-hmm. With coming like that. Mm-hmm. Talking about somebody's meat. Watch out there now.
Wow.
No, great topic,
Diva.
I love it.
Awesome. Thank you. Diva, you want to ask him the question?
You know what, Poetic? I think I already know the answer to this question, but I'm asking anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What is your kink, or what sets you off? That's what I want to.
I got many, but if I'm gonna give you the one that does it the most for me, it's me being dominant.
Mm-hmm. See, I knew that.
Yeah, that just drives me wild. Complete turn on when I'm dominant. You get a whole different animal. And then when you're submissive to my dominance, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
A great time. We're going to have a great time.
I hear that.
Okay.
So you're like the hunter that stalks the prey, and when you overtake the prey,
ready to eat. Yes. Acting out that role play would be nice too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now wait, before you get into your piece, could we have the lineup for Epiphany, please?
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night will not be the get down because I have to travel. However, you will not be left without poetry. There will be a pop-up show hosted by none other than Murder, She Wrote tomorrow night, so make sure you tune in. And then Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And then Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. And then Sunday night, y'all, is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Perla Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be The Hidden with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back in here for another edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. There you have it.
Thank you. Thank you. Very nice.
Thanks so much.
I'm almost scared to hear this beat. But we got to get this over and done.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm ready.
Already.
I'm feeling a certain. So,
Oh, you in a mood? Oh, she's in a mood.
Well.
All right, Poetic, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called Dominant One. Get down on your knees. I'm not going to say please. Unzip my pants slowly. I demand you to get to know me more intimately than ever before. Except this time, I'm giving you instructions. The tone of my voice introduces seduction. Look at me as you take him out of his holding place. Now use your fingers to massage. Massage him until the blood flows with a hidden message. One that will remind you that I'm in control. Before I punish your walls and take your soul, you will beg me to please you. As you look up at me, I'm enjoying this view. You're in a total submissive state. Now use your tongue and lips, and clean your dinner plate. Take him into the back of your throat, and use your trachea to breathe upon him and enjoy the pre-cum coat. Now suck and slurp on me until I say stop. But if you do not stop, your ass cheeks will have my palm prints all over them, and oh, shit. If you make me angry, I'm going to turn green, introduce you to this berserker rage, to the lights you've never seen. But it will be in that pleasure pain that you desire out in the rain while others watch me dominate, then penetrate as I infiltrate, making you squirt as if you have had to urinate, then bending you over ever so forcefully as I pound and pound that moist, juicy, creamy. Wait a goddamn minute. Did you just come without my permission? Oh, you got your nut? Get over here and lay across my knees. Now I'm going to spank you as I please. When I demand something of you with persistence, just fucking know it's my dominance. And that's that piece.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute.
Okay. You know what?
Okay. I need another drink of water, please. Diva, I must go get some more water. Just take this one for right quick. I'm just going to be...
Yo. Get on your knees.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Punish your walls and take your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you say God? What did you say God? You have to wait a goddamn minute. Is that what you said? Did you come?
I just came
in. Oh, my God. No, glad it's a mute button. Lord, have mercy. That was super hot. Poetic is so hot lately. Have you, Diva, noticed that? I mean, just getting super raw and, you had me get on your knees, Lord.
Get you on your knees and I can't see
you. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's happening here. It's my fan. Jordan just got me a portable fan. I'm getting ready. Hey. Shiva, all you can say, all you can do is make noises.
Am I doing?
All you can do is make noises. That's all.
All right. I'm gonna stop. Okay. You know what? All right. Let's put you in the love lounge where you belong. And you know what? I got something special for you to drink tonight too. What is that? Apple Royal Crown?
Yeah.
What is it again? Crown Royal or something?
Apple Crown.
You don't have any peach for me, baby.
Okay, you know what? Whatever it is you want to drink is back there, but I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to send you to the lounge.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate
okay.
you. Thank you, ladies, so much. I mean, you can't be coming up with these topics and not expecting us to deliver. You come with these kind of topics, we'll deliver. And I actually thoroughly enjoyed writing for this show. I really did.
I'm sure
we
enjoyed hearing.
Yeah, you delivered. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate you. My love.
He's gonna be called the postman.
One mic.
One love.
Lord have mercy. I gotta keep this fan on me.
You know what? We have a treat tonight. We have a treat tonight.
Yes, we do.
And
yes, we
I
do.
Cannot wait
and,
to hear this.
Well, I'm going to open up his mic, and we're going to see something
right
to do with
now.
It too. Hey, Dave. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Dave. Mr. Metal.
Yeah,
I'm
up for the man.
Nice to hear you too,
baby.
Wow.
Yeah, here it is. I thought I was coming through here to get some good loving shit or something. Y'all talking about fucking. That's what y'all were doing. Y'all were antenna style, toes to ceiling, meat to meat, raw dogging. Man, talking about eating ass and shit. Y'all nasty.
Oh, my.
What y'all do that?
Well,
wait a minute. You can't fuck and make love at the same time. You can't do that. You can't love a person and fuck them.
No, it's two different things. It's two different things. So you can fuck without emotion.
Well, yeah, you can.
I'm just saying, like,
just saying. Mm-hmm.
The doggy style is a lot of fucking because you ain't got to look at her. You ain't got to make no eye contact. You can imagine somebody else.
That don't mean she ain't loving it. She might be developing all kinds of emotions from that.
I don't care if she imagines somebody else. I don't give a shit. I was a chick one time. She called out another nigga name. I'm like, what you stop moving for? Fuck, call me what you want to. I don't give a shit. If anybody with your mic, fuck it. We are on a mission for completion. That's what I'm here for. I ain't got all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did write a new piece today before I even knew what the hell the topic was. So I'm going to go ahead and get into it because it's a little longer than normal.
I don't want to be like Mahogany Meadows taking up all that goddamn time. Dave, I got to ask you the question, though. What is your kink? I have to ask the question.
What is it about the eyes that does it
for you?
That's what does it for me. You can lie through your mouth. You can't lie through your eyes. So truth turns me on more than anything.
I know exactly what you're talking. I love eye. Are you kidding me? Man, look. Let me start it about a person. Look at me. Let me see. Look at me. Oh, yes. I love eye contact.
Oh, my.
Yes. All right, I'm with you there, Dave. I feel you on that one. Right,
unless she cockeyed, then I think she might lie half the time.
Gosh, Dave, why you almost gotta go left with this shit, man? You just was a beautiful moment. It was flowing. Here you go.
I'm just saying.
She can still see. It's because she cockeyed.
Yeah, but
like
we ain't seeing fully eye to eye, though.
Oh, God.
That's what the problem tells me.
I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay, let's do that piece, Dave.
Lord,
oh, my
have mercy. Dave, I know you bought something. I know you did. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, the title of this piece is called The Fire Within Her Eyes. I remember when we first met. Her eyes intertwined with mine and my mind, and it was as if heavenly hearts played a tune in which only my ears could hear. Yet we were still so far away, even though we were near. Time passed by. So many times my mind said speak, but my lips felt weak, and I couldn't understand why, but on this day I found the courage to simply say, hello. So much more my soul wanted to bellow. I wanted to tell her how the sparkle in her eyes held my attention. I wanted to mention how her walk hypnotized me, and I wanted to walk behind her through every step. How her smile erased the memories of every time my heart wept, but quiet these thoughts were kept, and all I could utter was a simple, hello. She stood there, just a little over 5 foot tall, but her presence made me feel so small as I trembled in fear of what she would say in return. My heart was racing. My feet continued pacing, but only in my mind, because in reality they never moved, and I'm glad they didn't, because if they did, I would have never heard her say, about time you spoke to me. From that day forward, it was her and I. Roses caught in mid-bloom can never explain the beauty of emotions of which we were consumed. We viewed life through eyes no longer hidden by the skies, and when we were together, the sands of time stood still, because this bond was so deeply rooted it seemed unreal. If only the world could feel what I felt. Warming sensations that can make the largest of icebergs melt. And it all came from her fire of angelic beauty that burned inside. You could see the flames dancing within her eyes. Nevertheless, it was as if we spent day after day in competition of who loved who best, hanging on to each and every syllable spoken as if life began within our breath, and together we breathed. I remember when we conceived. We birthed through soul ties, a promise to never tell our souls lies, because love was built upon something different. We longed for something different. We traveled one another's erogenous zones. Though we traveled each other's erogenous zones, we found ourselves trapped inside a love zone. Without worry, we dove into the abyss that most people seem to miss by placing opinions over emotions. Love was an ocean, and together we decided to die and be born again within the waters deep. Now lay me down to sleep. Awakened from a dream that seemed so real, searching for the one that could truly make me feel all I felt inside the state of fantasy that just teased me with what my heart has been needing. Eyes now bleeding, with each drop pleading for this beautiful scene of a dream to replace this nightmare of reality. In actuality, this dream can become true and prove all doubts to be lies. It's all about finding she who holds the fire of love within her eyes. In peace.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Dave, wait. You said her smile erased what? That part right, that line right there just got me. What the hell? Can you say that line again? Her smile erased what?
Yeah, I'm looking for that motherfucker now, somewhere in here. Shit. Where is it? Where's that? Hold on, I'm a fan. How her smile erased the memories of every time my heart wept, but quiet these thoughts were kept, and all I could utter was a simple hello.
Mm.
God, that whole piece was so beautiful. Oh, man.
It
y'all messing with my emotions tonight.
And you know what, I see it. I sort of see it like the girl standing there, and he's standing there like unsure, and she goes, it's about time. Like you spoke to me. I'm like, oh, I see it. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You killed it. Well, I can say you killed it. You came in and killed it. It's okay.
That was beautiful. Now, we already got slayed by Poetic and his nasty.
I know, right?
that controlling, domineering.
Lord.
I appreciate that. Van's on that light skin shit. He want to be in control and shit, and like it's like slave reversal. Like, you know, he want to play house nigga, feel nigga. That's what that is. He just want, you know, he want to be Mappa. You know, that's how that is.
Lord.
I can't even discuss this. I'm still stuck. But anyway, thank you so much, Ms. Julia, for that piece, because I loved it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. That's the piece I wrote when I went in the group chat and said, well, I guess I better get to writing. So it is brand new. It ain't no shit from, you know, years ago or nothing like that.
Diva.
Yes,
just as beautiful as your other pieces, man. Thank you so much. We're going to set you over there in Love Lounge with Van, and maybe y'all can talk about his
Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
All right. One love, one mic. Let me gather myself for a second. I got all kinds of emotions running around right now.
Why you gather yourself? Let me do this, all right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Tommy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Diva, we're about to play it again. It's our wordsmith coming through. Let me open up this next mic. We have a C-34 in the house. Hey. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the welcome. How are you doing?
We're doing. Diva, it's your turn to ask the question.
Our wordsmith, our favorite wordsmith, and song and in prose, what's your kink? That's what I want to know.
How can I say this? From the shores of Montezuma, I would like some double D's. And if that's not available, let me have some triple E's. I'm like David Allen Greer up in this joint. I like big breasts. There you go.
Big breasts. Okay. Well, I can't help you with them double D's, honey, because I just discovered from being measured from this weight I put on, I done went from an E cup to a G cup. And I'm feeling some kind of way about that. So
I'm good. Lord have mercy. I'm visual. Thank you. Thank you and good night. I don't want to put my head on your shoulders.
I have really good heart with you.
Yeah, I'm about ready too.
That's my weightlifting thing. I need that. I need to exercise. Thank you.
I hear that now. Well, I tell you what, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to flip this, and I'm going to take my time with this one. This is called Forget How I Was in Bed. Girl, you really got me going, offering to straighten my nappiness down to the follicles and unbend my water hose, releasing me to come dancing. So I'm somewhat curious as to why my conversation has somehow become your nourishment. We broke it off a long time ago. Things have changed, and I'm definitely not the same as you remember me by. you still look beautiful, and I cannot lie. But I don't live in the lyrics to remember the time as you're standing there having flashbacks of how I used to tap that. No. What's your mode of operations and what's your agenda? Where's your man and why have you left him? It's time to stop pretending. I saw you on your profile, single is now your marital status. You saw my picture and felt it's time for us to catch up. You selectively glossed over the fact that I'm married, wishing just one more time and one more chance to grab my ass cheeks romantically while we casually do rhythmic gymnastics on a mattress or backseat in a taxi, whichever comes first, to achieve ultimate satisfaction. That's not happening. So forget how I was in your bed. Just forget the way we were back then. Forget how you used to let me hit it from back there. And forget that once upon a time I showed you I cared. Forget the way and how far your legs would spread. Forget all the tremendous tremors, shakes, and after effects. Forget how I'm saying you'll always love me, not realizing what you did. And forget the hurt you caused, leaving me for another man. My heart's a nomad, moving forward and moving on. So why are you here? And what do you want? To go back down memory lane, just reminiscing, to be some over-the-counter medicine for me? When I refuse your prescriptions, girl, listen. When we kicked it, I was under you submitting as you whipped me sexually until I assumed a position. Manipulated by the way of your witchcraft. Not realizing what a conniving, be kind, and let's rewind. You spend all your money and jacked up my credit score. You compete in the streets to see if you were the better whore. And you won the award while I was battered down and sore. And you want to staple this by saying, let's do it again? Hell to the no. I trump all your statements and your pitch slogan, make sex great again. I won't call you a female dog. I'll let my lady label you. You're trying to get me back as a sucker attached to your labia. It was less filling and tasted great, but accepting your invitation would make me a crazy fool. Forget how I was freaking you in your bed. Just forget the way we were in the corners of your mind way back when. Forget how you used to let me hit it from back there. And forget that once upon a time I showed you that I cared. Forget the many ways and how far your legs were spread. Forget all the tremendous tremors, shakes, and after effects. Forget saying you love me, but don't know what you did. Being a worthless slut for leaving me or another man. Now, where's he at? Because I don't give a piece.
Well,
ouch.
Ouch. Ooh. Okay, I hope you got the message, because you said, you know, I think the most hurtful part in there that you said to her was, forget I once cared. That right there, that right there is a heart shatterer. A heart shatterer. Can I say that? Shatterer.
Right.
Wow. Okay. I mean, it was a lot of parts in there that were harsh, but that right there. See, I only key in on certain words, and forget I once cared. That's right there. That just took everything from any kind of relationship that you did have with an individual, and it just like balled it up and threw it in the fire, and that's it. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Diva. Mm-hmm. Man. Wow.
Yeah.
So deep.
It's just, yeah, it was deep. And also it just, hey, look, don't even try to, you know what, that it's just quite simply, don't look back because I won't be there when you do. Simple.
Absolutely.
That's how I saw
that's that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Well, thank you so much because that was the...
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's been a few exes that have been trying to get at me, didn't care if I got the ring or anything like that. And I just remember how it was and stuff. Sure, I remember the good sex.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But so do they.
Of course.
And the crazy thing mm-hmm. is they think they can relive that, and they already know that I'm better than I was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, no, we're not going down that road again.
Right. Exactly.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. I hear that.
And one more thing before I get off of here. I can't mm-hmm. help it. I'm just too sexy for my shirt.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Miss VIP and La Perla Negra,
yeah.
you
yeah.
sure y'all
mm-hmm.
wasn't on them 1-900 numbers, you know, adults only, please, and you charge $10 a minute? Because when I heard your pieces, I was like,
the girl six.
Okay, I'm gonna get broke. Call me. I'm like, what the hell? y'all know those girls were high on that commercial. Dang.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I love
yeah.
to hear that.
But y'all
so
sounded
sound
real
sexy.
Good.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Well,
thank you very
you.
Much. And your music, that was awesome. Harsh, but it was awesome, nonetheless.
Of course.
Them women. Lordy, lordy, lordy. All right, I'm going to put you off in the love lounge, but poetic. He's poetic tonight. He's just in rare form tonight.
Yeah.
And Mr. Metaphor.
Because I'm still trying to get that visual of, you know, we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you for coming through. One love,
she is
one
for
night.
Cookies.
Love
she is for cookies. Enough for me.
All right, Cookie Monster.
One love, one night.
Not the Cookie Monster. Oh, God. Tonight. Woo. All right, Diva.
My
let's
Lord.
See who this next caller is.
All right.
Area code 267. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? 267. Are you muted? All right. Third time's a charm. 267. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? All right. Well, I guess we'll have to go back to this number.
That's
yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's go to this next caller. Diva, you're breaking up real bad. You sound choppy. Yeah, real, real choppy. Ooh. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to open up code 682. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Keith Eric, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, stranger? welcome.
Hey, you know what it
wow.
is. I really got a little time at work, so I come through.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hate to disappoint
well,
y'all. I can't follow all these midnight storm voices and shit tonight. I just got to be, you know, my regular ass scratchy voice. I can't midnight storm with these guys.
It's all good. It's good enough, trust me. It's good enough. And we ain't going to hold you too
just
long.
Saying.
Just got
the,
a little
the extra slow cadence and shit. I can't do the extra slow cadence. You know, I just got to. I can't do the midnight storm.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You funny.
It's all right. Let me ask you the question. What is your kink?
All right. So I have a thing about manicured nails and eyes.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That sounds
and,
I got it.
Mm-hmm. It actually was a poem I wrote about when I realized that I had a fetish, and it's in the book. So it was funny that
mm-hmm.
this was our topic. I'm like, shit, I wrote about this
mm-hmm.
a few years ago. So
mm-hmm.
it actually fit what you guys are doing. But, yeah, there's just something about those, you know, a woman's hands and when they look really, you know, nice with the nails and red lipstick, they just seem to go together.
Wait, did you say red lipstick or wear lipstick?
Absolutely. Red lipstick.
Oh, my. Red lipstick. Okay. And the eyes, does it matter whether they are well-groomed or is the actual eyes itself?
It's the eyes themselves. It's more about what they're saying to me versus how they look or the shape of them. There's a lot of passion in eyes, and I pick up on that.
Absolutely.
A lot of energy and emotion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I am definitely for the eyes. The eyes have it, guys. All right. Well.
All right.
Yes. All right. What did you bring for us tonight? I know you brought something delicious, because you wouldn't be on here if you didn't.
Yeah. So the poem that I got that I was talking about is called Fetish.
Mm.
So it's been a while since I read it. It's in the, like I said, it's in the book, so it's been a while since I read it, but it fits the show.
Well,
right.
The mic is yours.
All right. Manicured nails on hands that wrap, lust on the smile of her mouth. Just don't understand how much I dig that, how she turns on like a light switch just for having it in her mouth. Hands moving up and down, throat action. She looks up, sexy eyes increase my erection, blood boiling in me like a feverish infection. She's attached to me like an IV, and only by draining me will she begin healing. Her moans mix with mine. We can be heard by anybody, but we adhere like antibodies, ominous organisms right here, chasing murderous and dangerous orgasms like a crazy Shakespeare, aiding me to a cure. She enjoys nursing me, because like an inserted needle, she controls the injecting, watching how she loses control of her pussy, straddling my leg. I feel her wet, running laps around my calf. Red French tips, red lipstick, eyes as deep as the sea, eyes that lustily plead for my release. Her hand rubs up and down my body. The other hand cups underneath. Then she makes it disappear. Can't even see the shaft. My eyes roll back like I'm taken over by witchcraft. She pinches me, makes me use my eyes to see. She knows my fetish, what her eyes and hands do to me. The thump of my heartbeat in her mouth tells her everything. My girth has increased. That eruption is close. I'm about to blow. She becomes a pagan god who can control the volcano. The pressure is building. Temperature is rising. Her own moan has captured me, a slave to her queen. She would make me add to it, except she likes the taste of my seed. I don't know, and I don't like how she knows my button, even though she's doing it unwittingly. Her loss of control and need to pleasure me is my absolute key to the city. I will return the favor in kind, open her gate and cause a flood willingly, but she is having none of that. She tightened her grip again, both her hands wrapped, making sure I get the full manicure effect. She likes my attention when she is sucking it, stroking it, controlling it. She likes to see my face lose all its cool. When she makes the one-eyed monster spit, she doesn't even stop. Even when my body goes through convulsions and my legs kick, her hands and eyes both move greedily. She loves it, making me lose my cool. But that's cool. Payback is a bitch, and she delivers seizures too. Earthquake like tremors and shivers. I speak to her pussy like a whisperer. I speak her dialect with the proper diction, with the dick in or tantric tongue flick. But of course, there's nothing tantric about it. She just saw revenge in my eyes, and I don't doubt it. She started milking me because she wants to feel pale, number two, paying special attention to make sure I see what her hands do. Her eyes are possessed tonight. She is possessive of her possession. Her expression is a rendition of a big bang from a Smith & Wesson. She controls my fetish, made me bust 6 shots because I needed to learn my lesson. But she is powerful enough to eat those bullets without transgression, making sure I understand forever. She is not only the source of my fetish, but she is also my blessing. Renaissance.
Oh my Lord!
Let me go over here to where you said we adhere like antibody. And you did you say you were a slave to her cream?
I did.
Oh my Lord. Yeah,
he
did.
I look, I'm done for the night. I can't take no more. That is what.
Oh, you know what? I realized something. I moaned in that piece somewhere, and I was like, oh my God. I said that out loud. I was like, oh my God.
No, we didn't hear you.
Thank God.
But
I was like,
let me tell you something. I usually have A1 control of myself, okay? A1 control of my drive, my libido, whatever you want to call it, okay? And my reaction, the way my y'all are just pulling me in tonight, okay? I'm almost out of control. I still have control, but y'all are slowly but surely tugging at that brick wall I got up. You lost your cool.
I didn't lose it, but it's
y'all slowly but surely y'all getting somebody is tapping at my wall and breaking down
kind
of pieces of this.
Kind of lost.
Lord have mercy. All right,
Eric.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Whew.
He's,
thank you. I appreciate
even
it.
Got me moaning a little bit. Whew. So I say kudos. I say yes. That's what I say. David.
Okay. I'm gonna call you Mr. Eric for right now. Okay.
Mr. Eric.
You
just attached Mr. to my name. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'll be Mr. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that PG's a mister. Oh, sir, man, please have some more.
I feel tore up from the flow up. That's how I feel.
You got anything going on over there in Renaissance before we let you leave?
Yeah, I have a show this Friday. Renaissance Poetry, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And everybody knows how we get down there. You bring your best shit. Doesn't mean it has to be the best shit for me, but for you, we want that energy. We want that power. We want that iron sharpening iron type of thing. We love that. So when people bring that type of energy to the show, it just makes it that much better.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all make sure y'all call in Friday night at 9. All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Eric, I'm going to put you over there in the love lounge with the other fellas. We haven't had no female energy come up in here yet, but I'm pretty sure it's on its way. Thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. One love.
Thank
one
you.
Love.
All right. Appreciate you. Have a good
one
night.
One love, one
love.
Girl, thank you for coming in here and doing the thing to us.
I'm at the top of the hour. What the worst of what, man?
Lord have mercy. Yes.
I'm trying to see
who we got coming in next, right? It's your ballad.
Right now. That's my babe. That's my honey bun.
Yes, it's
Shabba
your honey bun. Hey, welcome to the love zone.
What a do. What a do, ladies, in the love zone. Hello, Diva.
How are you?
Hello,
darling.
Hey, darling.
So glad to see you.
Yes. Hello,
only
my forbidden
like
love.
You. I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Forbidden love. Oh. Oh, did you make that plural? Love. Oh.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, my.
My forbidden loves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
In every one at you, both at the same time. That's my kink. My kink is tasting the both of you, one tongue, two places to go, undecided.
Well, mute myself.
Lord. Baby, baby. Who wants to go first? Who wants to go first is what I want to know.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
Oh, Lord. Where is
yes.
my fan? Oh, my goodness. I need my portable fan. Here you go. Oh, yeah.
Y'all nasty. Y'all very nasty. Very nasty settlement. I've heard a lot of perverts on here tonight.
I'm about to steal somebody's line. If we're not nasty, we're natural. It's naturally nasty.
Natural? Yeah.
Natural. Oh,
I
natural.
Heard the, I just heard the Renaissance pervert. Poetic pervy started to show off.
Yes,
David Mott came pretty normal. David came pretty normal. Potvert, he came a little. But the poetic was real nasty. I heard a couple of curse words too.
Yes. I thought it was worth it.
He was cuffing his ass off. He either got to get some of that good stuff or he getting too much of it. One or the other. I'm going to find out. He's cuffing his ass off. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. We're
going to be in trouble with this one out.
All right, yes, Diva, you got to ask him the question. He got my stomach hurting. Oh,
honey bun.
I thought I answered the question. Yes.
I thought you did too, but Lord. But anyway, let us know what is your kink.
My kink.
Okay. Your real kink, dear.
You can
my
have
real
several
kink.
Kinks.
Yeah, y'all some nasty women. Y'all want to know all my shit. Hey, listen. Perverts, you want to know which way to come at me? Let me tell you which way to come. several kinks. There's several kinks. But,
okay.
You know, I like to be played with mentally.
Okay.
I like to be mentally stimulated. You know, I like to work up to the climax. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I like, you know, and there's also the damsel in distress. You know, I like to put on the white armor, you know. And I ride into the room with my black man draws on to save the day.
Okay.
I'll take a picture.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Wait a minute.
I don't ride in on a horse. I ride in with my black man draws because I be the stallion.
Black man draws. Okay.
Black man draws. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Black
I like to,
draws.
You know, yes, I like to persuade the image of my unicorn, you know. If you can understand my made-up word.
Mm-hmm.
Can I persuade you?
Man, that's pretty persuasive. You had me, you know what?
Are you curious? Are you curious?
Am I curious? Let me tell you something. The way my mind works, I am always curious about everything.
You're black draw curious.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
I have a unicorn
for knowledge, so I want to know. everything.
Yes, I have a unicorn.
Does it have a name? Does it have a name?
Perdickle.
Perdickle the Perdickle.
Yes, the unicorn. Perdickle the unicorn. They call him Charlie.
I just cannot.
Charlie.
I cannot.
Charles.
Charlie Charles. Lord.
Yes, I like to be called Charles when you make love to me.
Oh, we're doing name swapping. Is that what that is? Name changing. Okay, Charles.
And I also like to be strangulated. In the heat of the moment.
Okay. I'm taking notes. I too like to be strangled, but only got to grab the back of my neck, not my throat.
Okay. See, being strangled and strangulated is two different things.
Absolutely. So what is it considered when you grab the woman by the back of her neck? What is that considered?
That's called ride the pony.
Ride the pony?
That's when you're in the saddle and you grab them by the back of the neck and pull onto those reins.
Oh, no. I'm talking about I'm facing my partner.
You're facing me and I'm holding the back of your neck?
Yeah.
That's called come into me. That's when I'm bringing you closer in.
Oh my, Charlie. Charles.
That's when our souls want to meet.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh.
That's when I need to be close to you that our ribs interlock like Rubik's Cubes.
There must be eye contact when you do that. It's a must.
Yeah, that depends if you're looking out of your human eye. See, Mom, I look when I'm making love with my mind's eye. I like traveling.
Oh, boy.
How about you, Ms. VIP? You like traveling? Do you pack lightly?
I'm going to decline the answer to that question for tonight, okay? But if you
don't, you declined the CEO's question? Ooh.
Yes, you did.
We have to have a call.
She's got a little salt on her muffins.
She's got to call a board meeting.
She has salty muffins that nobody wants.
Oh, my goodness.
I continue my conversation with La Perla Nicola.
I'm still here.
Anyway, let's get that piece out about that. Because I'm eager to hear it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't make out what you're saying.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
I said I'd like to know what he's about to recite. So how about that piece?
Oh, that was very clear. That was very clear. Yeah, that was very clear and matter-of-fact-like. I have a piece called Touch Me Mentally.
Wow. All right.
Ms.
Whenever
VIP.
You're ready.
All right.
Mike
here
is
we go. Thank you. I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you feeling me as you enter where I be. Standing in forbidden places of me, threatening me with this stripped tease, teasing me on purpose and deliberately. Oh, Okay, take it off then. Remove what you choose. Touch me. But first touch me from distance. Perform for me. Seductive. Play in my mind with those lips until my... I'm fully erected. Walk barefoot through my cranium. Step softly through stiffened cerebellum. Dance for me. Sensually touch me. Telepathically move me without touching me. Telekinesis me. Lift me. Make me see the unseen. Things only dreamed. Hypnotize me. Let's leave this room, escape these walls, the floors and ceiling. Let's travel. Make love to my mind before you touch me. Then let me walk into your fantasy, slip into your mind, take you from behind, play in the nakedness of your wantings, run hardened fingers down your every longing. Hum melodies of passions in the wetness of ears heated in anticipation, ready to hear the moans from this tongue. Moans and groans, mental love-making songs, tracks, break beats, hearts beating, clips, ass claps, this mental massage on repeat, skip, 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 while I'm slapping that. Your bra's still on. I close my eyes and with teeth's mind's eye, I remove it. I take it off. They bounce, shimmy, and shake. They ripple those light caramel nipples. Let's dance as they dance. Move in rhythm, same time, same pace. Let's travel free from gravity, out of space. Lift off and again to the same beat. Turn things up, accelerate Earth's atmosphere. Let's escape, touch me mentally. Mentally touch me as I mentally squeeze the shit out of your mental ass cheeks. Spasms. I'm having them. On purpose, as you lay beneath me purposefully, completely spent in my cranium, mentally massaging me physically. Now, feel me. Feel me as I enter where you be. Unrestrained, stiffened, throbbing veins heated, holding back the release of these milky things. I'm a sperm whale. See, men love mermaids. I love the way that you lay, the way we play. Hide and seek, meet the meat after we fuck, mentally sucking feverishly, touching, holding, letting go, releasing, uninhibited is this grip that you have on me as we touch. Again, make love mentally. I'm feeling you. Feeling you as you enter where I be, standing in the forbidden places of me, touching me, mentally touching me. For real. In peace.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my. Now, look at here. You just going to come in here and do the same thing everybody's doing, too, and then slam me? Come on in here and slam? Caramel nipples. Little ass cheeks. Wow. Okay, because I got stuck on the... I was like, well.
I love caramel nipples. I just love some nipples.
My.
I love nipples. They make me feel fickle.
You said, make me see the unseen, perform for me.
that right yes. there perform for me. That is why, that has got to be. Y'all know I like to. All right, I'm not gonna get into it. Y'all already know. But when you said perform for me, it just Lord, just the being told.
Yes.
Yeah. That part right there.
Miss VIP, would you perform for me?
Diva.
Would you make me feel fickle? I like the sounds of, I love the sounds of moaning.
Thank you. Took the socks off.
And then I took my socks off.
Baby. Wow, that piece was delicious for real. Thank you. I'm telling y'all, all of y'all that's listening, I am stealing pieces. I'm stealing lines and particular words from your pieces because they just sound so good, and I must include them in something that I'm creating that I'm going to birth because they just did something to me. Oh, my. I don't know how much more of this I can take. Ladies, where are you? We got all this testosterone. It's just a
beef smorgasbord.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. It's good. I'm not going to say anything's wrong with it, but we do need some more energy up in here.
You like sauce.
I love sausage. Yeah. Yes, I do. I love sausage. What about you, Diva? Do you like sausage?
Honey.
She nasty. She is so nasty. She said, honey. She said, oh. Yeah. She likes sausage, definitely. She most definitely likes sausage.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have some sauerkraut for you, baby. Sauerkraut.
We cut up.
I'm going to go to Bible studies in a few minutes. Y'all make me
All right. Well, then we shall release you then. And I'm going to put you over there in the love lounge. We're just going to release you into the wild.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you
I'll
for
you
coming
later,
through.
I'll see you later, Miss VIP. You're welcome. I'll see you later, Miss VIP.
No,
you're sugar
pudding.
Lord, one love, one bite. Oh my goodness! let's do another station identification break. How about that? You got that?
And yes, I do. Oh Lord, Diva.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
My. Ladies and gentlemen, are you on Epiphany. Wait a minute. You are on because it doesn't give the phone number. You are on Epiphany Radio, listening to the Love Zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. We are coming up on a half an hour before 11 o'clock. So why don't y'all call in, press that one so you can be heard and participate. We love you too. All right, Diva, I'm going to open up this next mic and see who we got on here.
Yeah.
Area code 609, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, I may not be able to add to the numbers as far as the women goes, but I can certainly add a little neutrality with the androgyny. So this is Diablo.
I know who it is. I know that voice. Hey, what's up,
hey.
Poppy? What's up,
Poppy, if you about that life.
Hey, hey. What's
about
good?
That life,
this
so I don't
treat.
Have to ask.
All right, girl. That's what's up. But we do have to ask you the question. What is your kink?
I have so many of them. I would have to say that first and foremost, my love is BDSM, period.
Okay. Okay.
And that's all the way around when we're talking about, you know, bondage, domination, submission. We're talking about sadism, masochism. I mean, all the way around, I am a fan about BDSM. Oh, I forgot bondage and disciplines. I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of BDSM and the leather lifestyle.
Now, let me ask you another question. You say you're a fan of it. Are you a fan of performing it, actually doing it to the person, or having it performed on you? Or is it all
I mean, it really depends on what avenue we're talking. Because I'm a rigger, so I definitely tie others up. Not as rigidly as I'd like to, because my rope is not for everybody. But when I do have
absolutely.
A dedicated play partner, yes, I go crazy with the rope.
Okay.
I also have a couple of submissives that are under me right now, and pain play is definitely a big thing for me, both in the giving and receiving portion of that. So, yeah, pain play is definitely a thing.
Okay.
I think if I had to say that there was any one specific thing that I was really, really into, it would probably be edge play.
Okay.
Let me find out.
I know I just said a mouthful, right?
Let me find out your teeth.
Oh, no. I don't tease for very long because my thing is I'm a sensual primal daddy dom, and so sometimes it can go a little wild, but always with consent, because consent is mandatory. Never anything without consent.
Absolutely.
But for me, sensory play, anything to do with primal, anything to do with rope, pain play, I'm usually on those sides of things.
Okay. Wow. I think we've gotten more out of you than the other callers. And I like that. I love to discuss and get into a little bit more detail. Because, I mean, we not only are people calling in to discuss what they like and what they don't like about, we learn from them as well. So, and I'm all for finding out stuff and learning. So that's what's up. Thank you.
Good.
Now,
I'm all for teaching, so.
That's what I'm talking about, too. That's what's up. Now, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. Did you not?
You know, I think I will do this piece because it fits the theme.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So,
whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
So for those who have not been introduced to me out there, hey, I'm Diablo, Poppy, if you about that life. My pronouns are C-Sim, they, them, and I represent the non-binary community, trans-masculine community, and every space I step in. So this piece is called Call Me Daddy. this will go over much better if you just let me. Let me remind you of why you came. Text messages in anticipation, your body anxiously awaiting this touch and taste and grip and kiss. Nope. Not yet. I want to enjoy this. Continue to endure this oral seduction as my words stroke your senses closer to eruption. I feel that crackling, your pulse changing pace, breath like whips on skin, the flush over your face. No, still not done. Don't touch it at all. I'm having too much fun. You adjust your pants and fan yourself, then switch your stance. I'm bad for your health. Or am I good? So good that you want to call me Poppy, but too afraid to admit that you want me. Say my name. Say it again and again and again and again, and then not love to see you sweat, then lick it off the side of your face. The shudder as my tongue drags, eyes flutter as your heart quickens this race. I'd move to your neck, inhaling you deeply. Does this do it for you? Arousal throbbing and rising to greet me, the surging, this pumping, the building and thumping. Yes, you may come and fall in disarray as you release. Let go. All over me, but only if you call me Daddy. Boom.
Wow. Yeah, you're definitely a dom.
True dom.
And see that me in the bedroom, I'm a switch. I'm a dominant. Outside of the boudoir, but once I cross that threshold into the bedroom, I'm definitely a submissive. But that is mm-hmm. my kink, being told what to do and just yeah. Mm. Mm.
So that did something. Okay, I felt that.
It's because it's true. It's true. That's just you know, that's my quirk. Okay.
Yes.
I do have one other non-BDSM fetish, though. I have such a terrible thing for squirters. I do. I love creating that waterfall.
Let me ask you something.
Wow.
Have you ever encountered a woman that says it's not possible, and you made it possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew that was coming, right?
I have encountered that a couple of times and happily proven them wrong.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
All righty then.
I like to ask that question. I like to ask that question. The reason I like to ask that question is because there are women that do know how they can, they are squirters, but it doesn't it doesn't happen often for them. And the challenge, I like the challenge, like, well, okay, just because I can, that don't mean you can let me.
I studied for a while about erotic touch, about erotic massage. I started school to become a sexologist, was about to take Betty Dodson's course, and she was all about women's empowerment and making sure that women were able to experience pleasure as well, because there were so many practices that were happening in the world that were for the denial of the pleasure of women. and the femme. And so anytime that I was with a partner who was femme identified, it was definitely my aim to center pleasure because of the fact that there were so many practices in the world that were about the denial of pleasure for femme identified people.
Okay. Okay.
That was one of those things that was taught in the course was basically exploration and not being mm-hmm. afraid to take your time to explore it. And one of the biggest things that made the difference between those who were squirting and those who were not was the level of relaxation, the level of comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to get to that space in order to be able to reach that threshold.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely.
Yes.
See? Class is in session, but we're going to have to shut down class for now because we got other callers. But I truly appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. This is a treat
absolutely.
As well.
Wow. Thank
that's
you.
What I'm
all
right.
About.
All
thank
right.
You.
I'm
thank you
over
so much.
Here in the Love Lounge. Thank you.
I love you.
Wow. See, I have a reason for asking these questions. I have a reason.
You
for
know
asking
what? I understand. Trust and believe. Mm-hmm. I understand. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, people, you know, sometimes people on the outside, they're like, no. But secretly, they want to learn and they want to know all about it. And some go, well, maybe I judged a little bit too harshly in the beginning. Let me check it out. And then you may find that you like the subject you're reading about or that you're learning about. So it's always
mm-hmm.
good. It's always pertinent to ask questions. See, I'm inquisitive
absolutely.
Like you. So had you not asked those questions, I'd have probably asked one of them little questions or two. But that was excellent. Oh, Dave, I'm so ready
thank
for
you,
this
thank
next
you.
Call.
All right, well, let me mm-hmm. open up this mic and see who we have on here. Area code 631, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Why y'all try to act like y'all don't know my home number? That's crazy.
Can you just follow along? Can you just play along?
Goodness.
It's not formulas.
It's not like I don't play along and I don't follow you on your show.
Wait a minute, I mean, you play along for time.
Most of the time we say,
okay,
it's our favorite poet or something like this.
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear.
Here you go.
What's up? Okay, let me stop. I'm just kidding.
How you doing, Mojave?
It felt like lots of fun. Shout out to Zaddy. I heard you, Zaddy. I'm addicted to scrutiny. I like it. I am so addicted to scrutiny.
What a gun.
Hose faucet. Shower chest. What a pick.
Oh, God.
You know, I be so serious so many other times, except, you know, I only get to goof off when I come on y'all show, so I get to goof off just a little bit, but I stay on topic, so it's good. So, I see the people coming through. This is good stuff. Thank you, Pop. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the good peoples. All right.
You never did answer the question, though, Mojave.
You didn't ask.
What is your kink?
What is my kink?
Yeah.
I've
been trying to get this out of here. Now, wait. Before you answer, ladies and gentlemen, I have been trying. No, me and Mojave are very cool. Okay, we kind of tight. And I've been trying to get this answer out of him for the longest, and he keeps evading
what do you mean,
it. Kind of. Can't do it now.
Kind of tight.
You
kind of tight. kind of tight.
Man,
listen.
We tight
in the fastest zone, your bra. You better stop playing with me.
I might have to put another
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Man, it's crazy. It's right now. Okay, to answer the question in a perfect form of fashion, my particular kink is I love pretty toes. I love shoes. I love thick legs, thighs, fupas, big booties, big. I like thickness. Thickness is my kink. That is my kink. I love thickness. I love some areolas. Nice, round, perky. Yeah, they can be small or they can be as big as a dish. It's all okay. It's all within my wish. I'm good. Give it to me. I'll take it. I'll run with it. I'll put my tongue on it. Flick it with my tongue. Ooh. Do all that good stuff. I like squirters. Mm-hmm. Squirters is good for me. Squirters, it does some things. I like a mean walk. I like thick thighs. I like a woman that just climb up on me and just be like, listen, I'm going to do what I will. And I'm like, you sure can. I ain't going to be mad at it. It's good stuff. Give it to me. I like it. I want it. Give it to me. I'm just saying, no, I'm not saying submission. I'm talking about riding. No. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
He like
nah,
meat.
That is not
like
what is
meat.
Going on here. No, I like tell meat. People, I give instructions. I am a hedonistic pleasure maven. That is my job.
Ooh.
That is what I do. My job is bring that pleasure. That's right. Say it again. Hedonistic pleasure.
Yeah.
You put in.
Yeah.
So you understand, I love to cause pleasure. I love to give pleasure. The pleasure is the thing. I don't do too much. I'm not into that whole let me smack you, beat you. Let me titillate you. Let me play with you. Let me edge you. Let me just command your orgasm. Come on, give it to me. I want it. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want it.
Lord, have mercy. Ooh, where's my fan?
I like it. Let me put both the nipples in my mouth. I like it. Give it to me. You know, just all that.
I put both my nipples in my mouth too. I like that too.
I'm just saying, see, that's good stuff. Now, if you got your legs in the air and somebody's back in the air and they just give me pleasure, then, hey, that's good stuff. You got two nipples in your mouth, you got something going in and out, your legs in the air, hey, squirt it all out. Give it to me. I like it. Give it to me.
Diva.
You can sat it down on the face. You can sat it on the face. I'm into face riding. You can
sat
ride
it on
face.
The face.
I ain't mad about it.
I got a question about that. When you have a woman sit on your face, do you want her to like just sit or like hover?
Listen. This is what I'm gonna tell you. Right? You got to sit. You got to put one leg on each side of my head and park that thing right on the mouth. You got to do it. You got to park it. Now, if you're trying to sit straight up on the face, you're trying to kill him. And if he dies, he dies. But if you park it in the mouth and you bend it over a little bit, you can get some back action while you're getting some tongue action. You understand what I'm saying? Back and tongue action at the same time. Come on now. Let's stop fooling with me. Don't play with it. That's my job is to play with you. It's my job to play with you.
I hear it. Diva, are you? You all right, Diva? You okay over there? Are you still with her?
Oh, come into booty worship too. I love to worship the booty. Give me some coconut oil in the big booty, even if it's a flat booty. Even if it's an obtuse booty, a cute booty, it can get done. Give it to me.
Lord.
I take it. Even if your booty's on a right angle, you say your booty's 90 degrees, come on, we'll do the geometry. Fuck with me. Give it to me.
Lord have mercy, Mahali. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yes. And answering both of my questions. I appreciate that. Now, before you get into your piece, can you tell us what you got going on over there in Epiphany?
Man, I forgot what I did. Okay, so what we got going on next Tuesday here on Epiphany Radio Universe at 9 p.m., we are doing OPP, which is Other People's Poetry. We are going to attempt something that has never been done before here on Epiphany Radio Universe. We are going to switch it up. We are putting in the switch. So check this out. All right. J-Rob is going to become Mahabi. Mahabi is going to become J-Rob. Mr. Moiforia is going to become Van Meadows. Van Meadows is going to become Mr. Moiforia. Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, is going to become For Real the Poet, and For Real the Poet is going to become Divine Inspiration.
What did I miss?
Murder, She Wrote will become Miss VIP, and Miss VIP will become Murder, She Wrote. Essentially, Zanis will become La Perla Negra, and La Perla Negra will become essentially Zanis. And everybody else can be OPP. You have to do somebody else's poetry other than your own. That is what the show is all about. It is the OPP of all OPPs. You will hear poets becoming other poets. This is going to be fucking amazing. I promise you. It's good shit.
Yes,
and that's what we got going on. That's what's going on. Now, the week after that, we're having Fly Speak Open Mic, and I'm bringing the monsters out to play. You want to be in for this show. I got motherfucking monsters coming to run and stomp around in this bitch. We're going to boldly go where no one gone before. Fucking Epiphany Radio Universe, motherfucking Star Trek on this bitch. We going to be in here. Got monsters. Motherfuckers gonna be walking around. I got Godzilla, Mothra, fucking King Kong, King Kong. I got everybody. Gajira, I got everybody. It's happening. It's going down the week after. I promise you. It's gonna be some shit you never heard before. First time on Epiphany. Monsters. Monsters. It is one of the most monstrous open mics I've ever fucking done in my life. And I promise you, pure ugliness will be had. People will wake up ugly. With a sneer on their face and look at the mirror, it's like, what the fuck just happened to you, Matt? Because you got fucking bit by the shit. I promise you. So.
I can't.
Lord. I'm a little lightheaded, but it's all good.
It's
all
good.
Ooh, child. All right. Thank you for that, Mahabi. For your
You're welcome.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for all of that. Now, I know you brought something delicious. I know you. Don't make me laugh.
Delicious.
I know you did. Yes.
Delicious.
Yes. You always bring. Yes, I always find your pieces absolutely delectable.
Did you see? Delectable. Oh, man, listen, y'all got me. Okay, fine. Jesus, I'm telling you.
The mic is yours.
Fool around, mess around. I don't know where VIP went with a big ham hocks and the booty she got. Come over here. Two Christmas hams back there. Come on. Put some bacon grease on that. Come on, you need some bacon grease.
Can we get to the piece?
I'm get to the piece. Hold on. All right, you ready? All right, deadass. All right, hold on, let me get it. Okay. The woman who desires like that can make carnality feel crazy. The desire she has, the pent-up rage and the frustration from not being loved properly, he stopped having good dick ages ago. Went from good to dick to just penis to him just merely doing his business. He never knew how to make love. She knew better. She needed to feel the passion The passion of a man who wanted her as much as she wanted him needed to feel hands that loved, caressed, touched in a way that made her feel sexy. Sensual touch lingered and luxuriated over parts of her skin that was covered in scented oil. Needed how she needed to feel enveloped by carnal energy. In the back of her mind, nervous, wondering what he was thinking. He kept touching her in places so intimate like a lover would do, placing his hands in the small of her back and directing her body into the trust of his arms. He would rest his hands at the crux of her upper hips, slow but strong, secure, a belonging, foreign but yet comforting, like he knew how she felt and dispelled her nervous energy, making it easy for her to relax when he spun around her graceful and put his arms around her waist and felt her walls grow wet. She felt her walls grow wet, and he spoke. Are you sure you want this? You won't be the same. I want to know all of you. I want to kiss every blemish, anything you consider unbeautiful. I long to know how your spirit tastes when you exuded its perspiration through your pores. She was wearing a white blouse with a French collar, matching white pearls with pearlescent earrings with pearls that hang on the hoops in the bottom of her earlobes. A pencil skirt squeezed her hips sexily, her long legs covered in black nylon that raced to the top of her hips, to her scented thighs, to her expertly painted toes. She wore high heels, sexy, yet wise base, heels to keep her balance. It is hard to be sexy if you bust your ass trying to walk and trip the fuck over yourself. These heels fastened at the ankle, leather resembling a bow, much like a flower. She wanted to be deflowered. She wondered if he liked it, with the heels on or off. Would he gently take them off? Would he command her to strip while he rubbed his hands all over her, letting her feel his intention before he entered her? She looked at her feet, thinking that she could push him so that he would press his member into her harder, response to how her legs will fight the orgasm, the waves that will keep coming and coming, and he, hard as trigonometry, keeps sliding deeper into her while he rubs her swollen clit with his thumb back and forth, while stroking away at her inhibitions that prevented her from enjoying the beauty of his sex. Would he be feral? Attacking her with passion, ripping her panties off, pushing her over to see the wetness dripping from her already ready pussy, and he would tell her to put your ass in the air and keep it there. This is my drink. Give me my thirst. As he lapped her pussy like a parched dog, long licks flicking her beam while keeping his thumb on the entrance to her ass. And every time she moves her back and trembles, he sticks his tongue into her pussy and her thumb into her ass while whispering, nasty as fuck. Don't you fucking move. These thoughts were moving like a movie trailer in her head, her body trembling and shivering, responding to the arousing thoughts. Poem.
I could not mute myself. Okay. Let me tell you something. Y'all, all the men that have come in here tonight have said a particular line in their piece that has snatched me towards them. Okay. And it's the y'all know I'm a submissive. It's the dominant thing. It's the talking to the woman a certain way. You said what you said. Did you say don't you fucking move? What did you say?
I can't.
Mojave, what did you say? Don't you fucking move?
Don't you fucking move?
Lord,
you ain't heard that before.
That part,
you ain't
right
heard.
There.
You ain't heard that. You ain't heard
I
a.
Have.
Listen. You ain't heard a nigga growl in your ears. So don't you fucking move? Don't you? Fucking
Lord.
Move.
Oh, God. All right. Don't say it no more. Okay, please.
Fucking going
taking
your ass. Two dead ass up. Come here.
Okay.
Ooh. Give me your hands. Give me your motherfucking hands. Keep your ass up.
Please help.
Didn't I tell you not to fucking move? Okay. I'm just
moving. Move high. Move high. I'm Then we're going to have to put you in attention. You put you in attention. Cut it out.
Shit.
You ain't putting nobody in detention.
I'll put you in detention.
Listen, don't get your ass spanked. Don't get your ass spanked.
Oh, You can't come in here talking like that. No more. You cannot come in here talking like that. It really, it does. I'm telling all y'all, don't do no more.
The two dominant spirit. I'm going to tell you right there. Yay. It was delicious. So there you go. All right.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Now go.
Hey, shout out to the Honey Drippers. Erotic Poetry. Shout out to everybody here on the 50 Radio Universe. Shout out to all you nasty mofos that love this erotic shit, because I do too. You fucking hedonistic bastards. Raw. You got them and it's good shit. Fun.
Almost hungry. Almost disconnected myself just now.
Let's let him go.
All right.
Anyway, thank you.
Over there in the love lounge. Thank you for coming through. Ooh, one love.
Have mercy.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Child,
you know what
I'm trying to tell you.
Diva, I just cannot. Anyway, this has been. Wait, I have to just say it one more time. This show was deliciously filthy. Anyway,
deliciously
I learned something, and I'm glad I learned something. I mean, you know, you're never too old to learn. That's for darn sure. So anyway, Diva, I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It was amazing. Okay. I'm not going to be in attendance next week. I will be away. And my diva and possibly my former twin will be, taken over. But whomever it is, my diva can do it all by herself. She might get slayed in the process, but she can handle it. But anyway, y'all, thank you so very much. Y'all be safe out there. Please wear a mask. Please, please. Because all of us have not been vaccinated yet. And still wear your mask even after you are. So y'all take care of yourselves. God bless you guys. Diva.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody, this was a hell of a show tonight, y'all. Y'all really got to me tonight. My other shows, I talk a lot of smack, but I'm be honest with you. Tonight, you really did kind of like touch me from beginning to end. Y'all start out with that dominant thing, and it gets to me. But I'm putting on my armor next time. And I ain't gonna let y'all get to me like that next time. It's not gonna happen. Okay, y'all took me somewhere tonight. Okay, and it ain't fair. So, with that being said, I want you guys to continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside. That way you got that good relationship with the love of the above, because he's in all of us. And continue to love one another, okay? You know, practice your social distancing. Be safe. Wear your mask, because, this thing out here is real and it's ugly. And I don't wish it on anybody, okay? And I love you guys. Thank you, everybody that came through with their pieces, even the listener that didn't put their hands up. It's all good. It's all good. I love the support. My listeners out there that are streaming online, thank you very much. I love you guys. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so now hold on. on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. I hold no one like leaving fall to what is left. Talk to God, he must be mad with me, it's karma. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just know, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear them love? And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No! It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.